6 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. It's the fourth Tuesday of the month. That means we get to talk Windham area health. And Shelby Medina's with us. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking time.
Absolutely.
We're enjoying the fall weather. It's
Love
still
it.
Borderline summery. So
it can be this way all winter. I'd be happy with that.
I'm okay with that too. All right. So let's jump into it.
Yeah. We've done, we'll talk financials. I'm assuming that's what we want to get into
first. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So we have had a really strong first quarter of our fiscal year, which I'm really pleasant. We're really pleasant to see, considering that part of our budgetary, part of our budget considered a couple of our physicians that, and the procedures that they would bring along that are not here or haven't been able to contribute. So we've held strong in some of the other areas to be able to make up for that. We've seen, we're at a very, our current month, we have a very strong operating margin, and we're at about a 23.4% for this quarter, which typically in the first quarter, we usually start out slow, and then we usually finish strong. So over the past 5-6 years, we've been able to kind of level that out, which has been nice, which a lot of that is just looking at forecasting and looking at, you know, your ebbs and flows as far as when you see typically stronger ED visits or more inpatient visits. We're coming into the fall and the winter now, so we're likely going to see more inpatient visits. So a lot of what's contributed to our first strong quarter is we've got our two surgeons that have really been doing that's been ramping up their patient load, so they're coming stronger. We have our orthopedic surgeon who's been doing a lot of surgeries there as well too, but a lot of our outpatients, obviously our outpatient departments, rehab, lab, radiology, they've seen increases, which outpatient is about 85-86% of our overall income and net margin. So with them being strong, that always helps us out as well too. But I think one thing that I want to raise up for this quarter is our hospitalist program has really assisted us with being able to keep our patients here and cared for here as opposed to being transferred. And we're starting to see even an elevated level of care that we're able to keep here because of the hospitalists that are there as well as our specialists that are there to help support them. So that's been very positive as well too and well received with patients being able to stay here close to home and get their care here. So,
well, it's always better instead of having to get shipped off somewhere else to be able to get the care here. And I know over the years, that's one of the things that you've talked a lot about wanting to get to.
And we're not there yet. So we've increased it, you know, but we've got visions of even having more and more patients that we're able to care for there and just getting us back up there. But we're making the moves to get prepared for that. And when we're ready for that as well, too, we want to make sure that our patients feel that, you know, they are getting high quality care and that we're able to, and that our staff is comfortable as well, too. I think some of the benefits that we're starting to see here as well, too, is we've opened up an outreach clinic, a specialty clinic in Trimont. Part of the reason that we did that as well is I think everybody is probably well aware of the Mayo Health System has been announcing some closures of their hospitals and their clinics, which is really leaving some of those communities desperate for care in those areas. And we've been able to work with some of our cohorts and other independent critical access hospitals to try to fill the void. Which they've been really appreciative as well. So with that, we've been also seeing an increase in some of the usage of our services here in Windham from those communities as well, which has helped.
That's a win-win-win.
Very much. Yeah. Very much, yes.
So what's next then? Are we going to see more of those clinics popping up?
Well, I'll tell you, the discussions that we're having is really keeping an eye on these other communities and what's being removed from those communities. We have a lot of talent here in Windham. I think we offer high quality care, so I wouldn't be surprised if we did that. We do have our general surgeon that's already outreaching in Murray County, for example. That CEO reached out to us as well to provide surgical services that they've seen a decrease in that community. So So it is a win-win. We're not going to be able to be everything and fill the void on everything, but what we can fill the void in, we're going to try to do that. Because again, I just want to remind us all of our overall goal is to be that Southwest Regional Healthcare Center. And we've been working very closely with some of our other partners who actually are strong independent critical access hospitals as well, to say, hey, how can we collaborate here so that we can make sure that these communities have some health care? So more to come on that. I think you'll see some developments, some developments there, but I wouldn't be surprised if more clinics were to open.
Mm-hmm. Now that we've had the new building up and running mm-hmm. here for a couple of months, what are you seeing as far as, is it working the way you wanted it to? Do you wish you would have maybe made something bigger? Or did you, what kind of an overview can you give us about how the new building's fitting into the plan?
Yeah, so, hindsight's always 20/20. You build something that you think is going to be well-functioning, and then sometimes you wish that you would have tweaked a few things. But those things that we wish we would have tweaked are very minor. For the most part, I feel that the building itself and the space itself has worked out very well. I had a lot of positive feedback with that. If I were to say anything that I would try to do differently, that would be probably in the more of the parking piece of it,
you're kind of limited on what you could do with that anyway.
Yeah, and just, they're the standard parking spaces, but it really seems like it's really tight. So, when we... not necessarily the parking spaces itself, but to get around and navigate through that parking lot is sometimes a little challenging. So again, live and learn with that, but
well,
parking is always
parking
a discussion.
Parking lot's the biggest issue there is. That's a win-win.
Yeah. We do still have the third floor that we're still really waiting on. We have a lot of people kind of lobbying for that space. And we're going through really a lean strategy. So the next phase that we're going through with all of our leaders in our hospital is called a lean methodology. And we're doing that really in coordination with a architect firm and our construction firm. Because when you're talking about, and lean really is about how do you operate the most efficiently and effectively as you possibly can. So eliminating as much waste and duplication as you possibly can. Challenging old processes, looking at best practices. Again, all for the purpose of operating as efficiently as you possibly can. But part of that is we still have more visions to renovate with the inpatient care being an area of focus, just simply because we are looking to care for more higher acuity patients. And we do need some updates in that area. But in order for us to really operate as effectively and efficiently as we can, we have to make sure that we're looking at that in coordination with the layout. And so if we're going to renovate, we can't have the way that we renovate hinder our ability to be operational and efficient. So it's really similar to what we did in the past when we did a master facility plan in coordination with a master mechanical plan. That allowed us for this building to, when we started replacing our mechanicals, that we made sure that we had it big enough to where it was going to support a future building. So that saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it that way. This is similar to that procedure, is looking at how do we, if we move into a remodel, how do we remodel to where the staff can operate more efficiently, the patient flow is more efficient, more private. So we're working on that currently right now.
Hmm. Did you expect that to happen, to where you would do a quick turnaround and now you're planning again?
Yeah.
Or did you think you were?
Yeah, I don't know.
You were going to get a break there?
No, I don't know. you can't really. These are all, you take one step at a time. So, once you finish one step, it's just logical to move into the next one. So, and to keep things moving the way that you need them to, because every step is dependent on the one before it. So,
well, it definitely, and the results are starting to show too. So,
this is a result of, again, I'm just going to thank, the people who really make this happen are the people who execute the strategies that we come up with. So, that is definitely a testament to The talent we have working there, the individuals we have working there, the leaders we have working there, everybody's working for the same outcome. And so this makes this possible. So even our providers are really engaged and operating and looking at, you know, what should we be able to keep here? What should we be looking at next? How should we be moving forward with that? So that's been very beneficial as well.
Well, it's been very strategic, I think, since the day you got here. It seems like take time, make the plan, work the plan, kind of a thing.
Yep.
So
stay the course. Yep.
Very good. Shelby, is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
Nope. I'll turn it over to...
I was going to say you brought company with you today.
I did. I'll turn it over to my auxiliary cohorts here. I know that they've got some announcements.
All right. Well, Mary and Karen are with us, and let's shift gears a little bit, and let's start maybe just talking a little bit about what the auxiliary is.
The auxiliary is a support to the hospital. You know, that's our only goal is to help the hospital. And we do it two ways. We volunteer, and then we are also a fundraising body. So it's a good mix of things. And, you know, like Shelby said about the good staff at the hospital, we have good members. And you need good members to have a good organization.
And this organization's been around for a long time.
51 years we are now.
Very good. Yeah. So we're going to draw some winners today. Let's talk a little bit about what this raffle is all about.
So we have done, you know, this Chamber Bucks raffle. Well, we've done a raffle since way back in 1921. We know from our books is they did a raffle then. They were at the fair then. So, you know, that the tradition of doing a raffle is long-standing. One thing we did different this year was we printed 2,000 tickets. Before, we'd only done 1,500. And the members said, yeah, we can sell 2,000. I was a doubter.
Shame on you.
Yes. Because I was looking at the numbers as, you know, what did we have to do? How many did we have to sell to make us break even? You know, they did wonderful. We've sold all 2,000. So,
which is a testament to the group, to the organization, to the community, to everybody.
Yes, yeah. We're grateful to the support from the community.
Now, this is a big fundraiser for the auxiliary, too.
You know, it's kind of equal with some of our others. So I'll let Karen talk about our other fundraisers that we've got.
Okay. Well, we do two bake sales a year as well. And the possibility of doing something at in the Christmas time before Christmas, we might be doing another fundraiser there.
Dangling a little carrot there.
So we've actually brought in almost as much with bake sales or even more sometimes with our bake sales, which have been very successful. And the next one is coming up Thursday, October 30th, in the main lobby of the hospital, 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. So come on out, get your treats for Halloween, and the profits for all of our things this year go to the arm ergometer.
Yes.
And it's a part
easy
of the,
to say.
Yeah, it's a part of that thing that we choose every year what we're going to raise funds for.
And it's always some type of equipment or something to help out the hospital.
Right. We try to kind of rotate it, you know, among the different departments. But we, you know, we talk with Shelby and we get a recommendation from her as to, okay, give us, you know, 5-6 choices. And then the group decides which is the one that, you know, they think they want to support. And it's worked well. You know, we say we will donate a minimum of $5,000. We've just about always, we raise way more than that. So it's been good.
Very good. So what else does the auxiliary do besides raise money? and buy stuff?
Well, obviously we bake, you know, for the bake sales, you know. So yeah, we've got great people who support, you know, who bring in items for the bake sales, and some have been kind of you know, legend is that, you know, before they even get it brought in, you know, that it's sold. So that's a good thing. So the auxiliary, over, you know, these 51 years, you know, we've donated back to the hospital over $330,000.
Wow.
That's an impressive number.
Very impressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, what we do with all of our fundraisers, we make sure we take our expenses out, but all of our profit goes right back to the hospital. And we are, you know, grateful because, you know, we work well together. You know, when we need help, you know, the hospital, they're just right there, and they'll say, yep, you know, if you need this, we'll do this. And likewise, we hope to be the same, or we are the same. As they, if they say, you know, we need this, yep, we'll get you the people you need.
How big a group is the auxiliary? How many members do you have?
So we've got about 70.
Okay.
All total, you know, about 40 active members and about 30 associate members. The active members, they're the people who say, I'm going to attend the meetings every month, you know, and then the associates are, I'm going to support the hospital, or support the auxiliary, I'm going to pay dues. If I want, if I choose, then I'll help. But they are a valuable part of the auxiliary.
And there's always room for more members.
Absolutely.
Men and women.
There you go. That's exactly right. And it's good to mention that, too.
Yeah.
So how do you go about joining?
That's an easy one. You know, we can sign you up today. So you just simply need to reach out, and, you know, oftentimes, you know, that it will be direct contact in from someone. You know, we have every once in a while, you know, I know there was just someone who appeared on Facebook, you know, that we've got a Facebook page and said, how do I join? So we try to be that presence. They can contact, you know, Katie Greener is our hospital staff person who works directly with us. They can contact her. They can contact me. They can contact any auxiliary member. And oftentimes that's how the new members come in, is that, you know, a present member says, I think you would like to be in the auxiliary. So, you know, but it's open to everyone. The meetings are open to the public.
Very good. How often do you meet?
We meet once a month. We meet on the second Monday of the month, 6 o'clock. And we've been having really full, large conference room gatherings, yeah, so yeah. They have to set up extra chairs for us, and that's been a good thing.
That is a good thing.
It's a really good thing.
Good thing they added on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to need the room.
We're wondering if we need to move up to the new fourth floor.
There you go.
We're not sure yet.
All right. What else do we need to mention about the auxiliary?
So we've got, you know, fresh pecans that we always sell in the fall. So we've got that coming up. You know, we've been doing that since 2018. And, you know, that we don't know the prices yet because the company doesn't know their price until they are set by the Department of Agriculture, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of a complicated thing. So we have to wait, and we can make a guess as to what we think, our prices are going to need to be. But, you know, we wait until the middle of October. We had people sign up at the fair, and, you know, we'll contact everyone again before we make that final order. So, that, you know, there's the fresh pecans, you know, which are healthy for you, and then there are the
pecan caramel clusters.
Yes, yes.
Which are healthy, too.
Oh, they've got to be.
which are kind of, you know, they're a temptation to all of us.
Yes.
Once you've sampled one of those, is that they're hard to resist.
Very good. All right. So we're going to draw some winners here. We've got Chamber Bucks we're going for today, huh? Now, you've been selling, how long have you been selling the raffle tickets?
So we started in the middle of August, okay. And our main part is at the fair.
Okay.
And we are so grateful to everyone who stops at our booth and talks with us and buys the tickets. And, you know, we're grateful to our members who were out, you know, doing the selling. The community. The community supports the auxiliary.
That's incredible. In a month and a half to sell 2,000 tickets is really kudos.
We had one of our new members who sold 257.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she's a lifetime member. She yes. doesn't know that yet.
Setting the bar pretty high.
Yes.
Should we let right. Shelby draw the first
pebble? Sure. Okay.
All right. So what's the amount of chamber bucks we're drawing for?
Three people will get a $50 chamber bucks.
Okay. And the first winner is?
First winner, Cheryl Hochstein.
Cheryl Hochstein. All right. Congratulations.
Steve, do you want to draw one?
I can. I don't know.
I have shook these up many times.
I was going to say, I think, what if I draw Laura's name? I think I took two.
Well, I will just pull the bottom one off and hide it.
There you go.
In there.
I wanted the top one.
Yeah.
So this is Teresa Matthews.
All right. Teresa Matthews is number two. And we've got one more.
All right. I'm going to dig way down to the bottom.
There you go. Mix them up good.
Yep. One of our good members.
Nancy Meyer.
Nancy Meyer.
An auxiliary member.
Very good. So congratulations to all those winners. Yeah. Now, you will be reaching out to them?
Right. We will call them and get their chamber bucks to them. It will be posted on our Facebook page. And we'll just file this away, check this in the done box, and move on to the next thing.
Get ready for a bake sale and pecans.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
And clusters.
Yes.
Not necessarily in that order. Yes. All right, ladies, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you to KUM.
Absolutely, yep. And congratulations to all the winners.
Yep. Cheryl Hochstein, Teresa Matthews, and Nancy Meyer.
Very good. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.